God is good
all the time.
Welcome to 2023. I don't know if it's cleared yet. I drove here from rural Clinton County early this morning with about zero visibility. Was anybody out in that? You always hope in those moments you're commuting, not deer hunting. And so, wow, got here. It looks a little better out here, but I am so glad you chose to start your year here at Christ Church. I'm just so glad you chose to start your year that way. My paternal grandfather's name was Hal Bishop, and all of his life he wanted to own a farm. He was an entrepreneur, young, did a lot of things, but later in his life he got that farm. And holidays were really important to my dad and my grandpa and their family. But New Year's Day was a really interesting holiday. Guess what they did on New Year's Day? They worked. Because he said, I want to start the year off right. You know what you've done today? You've started your year off right. You've started it in the house of the Lord. And thank you for doing that. Today, I enter my 27th calendar year as your senior pastor. And some of you are thinking, wow, he doesn't look that old. Leading this church has been my passion, my vocation, the specific context of my calling. It's where the gifts God has given me have been utilized and been grown. In 1997, this recently relocated Christ United Methodist Church averaged 242 people every week in worship. They averaged $3,794 per week in total offerings, and they reached 62 people per week in Christian education. Last year, in 2022, this recently disaffiliated independent Christ Church averaged 3,484 people in weekly worship, $78,795 in weekly offerings, and we connected 1,272 people every single week to Jesus Christ. You know, there's really no way to understand that other than we've been part of a God thing. And whether you've been part of that for my tenure or long before I got here, or this is your first Sunday here, you are a part of the God thing that God continues to do here. Championing the mission of this church continues to be the honor of a lifetime for me. I have not grown this church. Only God can grow a church, but I have been honored to grow with you all over these years. I'm grateful today. I'm grateful for what God has done. I'm grateful for all God is doing. But I am really excited about all of the things God's getting ready to do right here at Christ Church. As we enter 2023, we stand on solid ground. We have never been more clear about who we are, whose we are, and where we're going. We have an incredibly gifted group of pastors, staff, and lay leadership. My goal in this annual message is never to sell you on Christ Church. It's to be crystal clear about where we've been and who we are and where we are headed. Because if I was visiting a church for the very first time and I was looking for a church to call my church home, the first thing I would want to know is, where are you people going? Because if you're not going anywhere, I do not wish to go with you. But if you're going somewhere, tell me where you're going and give me something I can lean into that will give meaning to my life and a context to my faith. This is also the Sunday each year where we recast the vision. For those of you who are members here, we re-up our membership. And it's also a time to share my vision for the year to come. Non-members, should you hear God's ping to become a formal part of this faith community, you'll get an opportunity to join Christ Church at the close of the service. But as always, let's look to the Word to guide us into this new year. The Psalms were used as liturgy. They were used to conduct worship in ancient Israel. This seems to be a liturgical psalm for a nation going into battle. If you don't think the Orthodox Christian Church is locked in spiritual warfare today, you just don't get it. You just don't get it. Israel was established with a compelling vision. But now that vision has become under attack from powerful forces. And if there's one thing I've learned over the past handful of years, it is this. If God isn't with us, we don't have a chance. Can I just hear an amen from somebody? But if God is with us, we can do all things through Christ Jesus. So let's take a look at what God offers the faithful. There are four things in this psalm. And incidentally, if you're new here, when I do lists, I didn't just make it up. This comes right out of the scripture. What God offers the faithful. Number one, safety. Verse one, in times of trouble, may the God of Israel keep you safe from all harm. My friends, our only sure help is in the Lord. God is who we can trust, and God is who we can go to in the worst of times. Melissa and I, as we've dealt with her illness in the second part of this year, one of the things we've talked about over and over and over is that our trust is in the Lord. We hope our prayers are answered the way that we pray them, but our trust isn't in God always answering our prayers as we wish. Our trust is in God, who God is, what God promises, and the life God has for us in this world and in the world to come. Our souls find safety in the Lord. Number two, strength. May he strengthen you from Jerusalem. This week, I leave for a pilgrimage. I'll be leading a pilgrimage to Egypt and Israel. How many of you are going with me? To all of you, I will see you in Cairo, as odd as that seems. Going on pilgrimage, one of the things I love on each of the pilgrimages is going up to Jerusalem. Jerusalem just takes my breath away. Because for 3,000 plus years, people have always traveled to Jerusalem to find God. And when I go up to Jerusalem, I'm reminded that this great faith of ours is not mathematics. It's not something to compute. It's poetry and literature. It's something that soars. And when I'm in Israel, I soar. And going up to Jerusalem, I soar. May he grant strength from Jerusalem. It's really interesting to me. God isn't offering to fight the battle for Israel. God does not do for us what we refuse to do for ourselves. The prayer is that God would strengthen us to do what God has asked us to do. There is strength in the Lord. Number three, blessing. Verse three, may he remember all your gifts. In times of trouble, we still reap a good harvest. You know, we reap what we sow, but we don't reap today what we sow today. Whatever it is your life is reaping today is what you sowed yesterday. And you will reap tomorrow what you're sowing today. And it's very important that we remember that the blessing of God, even in times of trouble, God remembers those good seeds that we have sown. Even in the difficult times of life, God's blessing, that harvest from past seeds, still is coming into our lives. Blessing pursues the righteous. If you know that you've sown good seeds, and if you know you've lived for God to the best of your ability, and you're going through a rough stretch right now, slow down just a little bit, because blessing is pursuing you. It's pursuing you. And the fourth thing, God offers the desires of our hearts. Verse 4, may he grant your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. I remember a long time ago hearing a Garth Brooks song. It was called I Thank God for Unanswered Prayers. And one of the things I always remind people of is don't expect God to bless selfish dreams. Don't expect God to bless dreams that are only going to do you harm. Don't expect God to lean into the things that we have that are only going to take us away from Him. The idea is to make God's plan for our life our plan for our life. And when that union happens, it will always come to pass. And sometimes the key to truly living the life God has for us is to give up on those dreams we have in our hearts that aren't from God. So God will bless us. Verse 5, may we shout for victory or for joy when we hear of your victory. You know, I don't mind a bit celebrating what God has done over these decades at Christ Church. You want to know why I don't mind a bit? Because I'm not bragging on me and I'm not bragging on you. I am bragging on the Lord. I am thanking God for what God has done in this place. We need to have a ready testimony. We need to share often and with great enthusiasm everything that God has done in our lives. We shout for joy when we hear of God's victory. Are you experiencing God's victory in your life? If so, shout for joy. Verse 6, now I know the Lord. What do we know about God? He does three things. He saves us from our enemies. Anybody aware there's a devil out there? Satan comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. So if you think about us as playing offense, Satan is the defense. Satan is out there to try to keep us from becoming the people God created us to be. God's out there trying to destroy your career and your family. Satan is out there trying to take away from you what God has for you. Satan's intent for us is evil. It's destruction. It's death. That's what Satan does. And so what does God do? He saves us from our enemies. The second thing, God answers our prayers. I want to remind you today, prayer is not lobbying God to see things your way. Prayer is getting so close to God that our will aligns with His will. God answers our prayers. And the third thing He does, He rescues us from distress. Is anybody just overcome with anxiety? Does the weight of the world just seem upon you? You sometimes wonder how you can even go on. Do you sometimes just kind of lose that joy of living? God rescues us from distress. Verse 7, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will trust in the Lord. You got to remember, this is coming 3,000 years ago. We go 2,000 years back to Jesus, another 1,000 years back to the time of David. Back in those days, if you had chariots in the Bronze Age, if you had chariots and big horses, let me tell you something, you had some formidable military weaponry. And yet, the psalmist says, we've got chariots and we've got horses, and we like chariots and horses, but our trust is not in our warfare, our trust is in the Lord. Let me share three things with you from my heart as we enter a new year. First of all, how many of you have just finished up your year in walking through the Word? Those of us that are reading the Bible through together, would you just raise your hands? Congratulations to all of you. That's really a big accomplishment. In 2020, as a church, we all read the New Testament. How many of you did that with us in 2020? Awesome. Then in 2021, we read the first third of the Old Testament. How many of you did that with us? Then last year, we read the second third of the Old Testament. Last year refers to yesterday and earlier, right? We read the second third of the Old Testament. How many of you did that with us? This year, we're going to read the final third of the Old Testament, all right? So, if you would like to join us in doing that, in that cycle, that four-year cycle, stop at the Sync Center. We've got some reading. It's like a bookmark. There's some readings on our realm system, and they can tell you how to get on. It's the way our church communicates with the people who attend here. With Facebook, we've got a Facebook page. But every day, there are devotions, there are commentaries, there's a place to ask questions, have dialogue. But this is really something that we all do together. Kevin Siddle told me that we had 2,000 people participate in the Read the Bible Through in 2022. 2,000 people. So praise God for that. So the first thing I want to encourage you to do is just continue to lean into the Word. Number two, we have a sanctuary renovation that's coming up to outfit this space for the decades to come. Now, we've had to kind of delay things just a little bit because supply chain issues and a lot of things. Doing a renovation project's kind of getting 100 things to all converge at the same point at once. So it's been a little bit of a challenge with all the things going on in the world. We're a little delayed, but we're still going to get there. The stuff we've had to replace that was breaking, we have already replaced. Like the sound system. The sound system was basically, anybody remember MacGyver, the show? It was basically held together by, you know, paper clips, chewing gum wrappers, and duct tape. And we got that thing done. We got that replaced. That's something we won't have to do in the future. But we really do need to re-outfit this place of worship. It will better serve us for the kind of worship we do now. It will better serve all of those who worship with us online, which is about half of our church now. And we're going to make investments in this place that will take us not only through the 2020s, but beyond. And if you don't think houses of worship are important to God, if you don't think God has opinions on buildings of worship, read Leviticus. God has strong opinions on buildings. Explore the central role of the temple in both the Old and the New Testament. The church is not a building. The church is people. But God has always been concerned about that building because it is the context of where worship to God happens. We're going to invest in a world-class facility to connect people to Jesus Christ for decades to come. But our trust is not in a building. Our trust is in the Lord. Number three. We are going to launch the largest evangelistic outreach in our history this spring. I am believing that in 60 weeks from when we start this, that this evangelistic outreach will result in 30,000 warm personal invitations to church. I'm not talking about putting slicks in the mail. I'm talking about 30,000 warm personal invitations to church being offered over 60 weeks. If the statistics in how often people actually attend per invitation are right, we can expect to see at least 3,000 visits to Christ Church from those 30,000 invitations. And if those statistics hold up, of those 3,000 who visit, 1,000 will plug in. So what we are going to do for the next 60 weeks, and you're going to hear tons more about this. If you want to hear more about it, boy, come on Wednesday. I'm going to just lay it all out there. But you're going to hear tons more about this. But what we are going to do for the next 60 weeks is we're going to invite 30,000 people to church. And what are we going to do when they get here? We are going to tell them about Jesus, and we are going to give them an opportunity to receive Jesus and an opportunity to become part of this faith community. What I'm going to tell you is I'm going to need all of you to participate in that. This is going to be huge. And every one of us is going to be asked to participate in this. What I'm going to promise you is that you will be well-equipped by the time we start. You will know exactly what we need you to do. You will be trained, and you will be encouraged all throughout the 60 weeks to be an evangelist in invitational and non-threatening ways. So you don't have to be a raging extrovert to be a part of this. And then you say, what are we going to do after those 60 weeks? Then for the next 60 weeks, we're going to turn it up even more. The first 60 weeks, we're going to ask people to invite one person to church a week for 60 weeks. One new person for 60 weeks. In the second phase of this, we're going to ask people to share their faith with one new person a week for 60 weeks. You say, that seems absolutely daunting. It does now. It does now. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, we're going to get this done. And we're going to see hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people come to Jesus Christ in the next 2 years. Number eight, we will rise up and we will stand firm. The role of the church is to rise up and stand firm for Christianity. This congregation will be loving and kind and gentle, but not one of our biblical convictions are going to be compromised to the culture or to this world. Yeah, we're going to turn the other cheek, just like Jesus said, but we're not going anywhere. And our message of biblical truth in Christian love will not be canceled or silenced or compromised. We are going to shout the good news of Jesus Christ from the housetops in 2023. And then verse 9 says, give victory, O Lord. Are you guys aware that even though the battle is still going on, that God has already won this thing? The outcome was determined on Easter morning when Jesus rose from the dead. Yeah, there's still a battle going on, but I have read the back of the book. I know how this thing ends, and God wins. And if we're on God's side, we will be on the winning side. God wins. He has already determined the victory. So when we step out in faith, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, we will always land on something solid. And I'm going to ask you in 2023 to step out beyond your comfort zone in faith to be part of something unbelievable that God is going to do in this region through this church and in this world through this church. And those of you who worship with us online, you will have very specific ways to be a part of this. So, let me introduce you to a quick history of Christ Church, and let's ground in to who we are. Take a look.
Here's a snapshot of our story. In 1953, Christ United Methodist Church was formed. The first worship service was held in the old Pontiac School basement on November 18, 1953, and began with 53 charter members. In 1965, the church constructed a permanent building on Lincoln Highway. In 1994, the church voted to relocate and purchase 12 acres of land where the facility currently sits. In 1996, construction was complete and the church moved to its current location on what is now Frank Scott Parkway. In 1997, the average Sunday worship attendance was 210 people. Over the next 10 years, Christ Church grew by 10% a year and added an education building, gymnasium, and sanctuary that seats 1,100 people. Between 2010 and 2020, Christ Church renovated the chapel, added a bookstore and cafe, renovated the student lounge, added a three-floor children's wing, and planted campuses in Collinsville, Millstadt, outside of Scott Air Force Base, and launched a vibrant Church Online campus. In 2018, Christ Church was recognized as being one of the 100 fastest growing churches in the United States by Outreach Magazine. In 2021, Christ Church disaffiliated from the United Methodist Church and became an independent congregation. What type of kingdom impact has Christ Church made over the last 25 years? Thousands of people have given their lives to Jesus Christ, and 1,500 people have joined the church by profession of faith. Christ Church has also celebrated over 1,200 first-time baptisms. We have reached out to our community by partnering with local nonprofits and donating thousands of backpacks to the Christian Activity Center, as well as tens of thousands of non-perishable items to local food banks. Christ Church continues to reach people in Honduras and the Philippines through mission trips, evangelistic campaigns, health clinics, scholarships, and much more. Connecting people with Jesus Christ, down the hall, around the corner, and around the world. Today, our stories are coming together. We can't wait to see how God is going to use you at Christ Church.
So let's lean into the soul of Christ Church. Our mission statement is that we exist to connect people with Jesus Christ. It's all we do. Nothing we do here doesn't go through that filter. Our strategy is to reach out, welcome, and disciple through worship and service. So I'm going to tell you this. When you invite people to church, and they come, and they will, we're going to treat them really, really well. We're going to treat them really, really well. And we're going to encourage them to receive Christ. And if they do, we're going to give them a faith community to grow in. Our standard is worship plus two and a tithe. That means we think the Christian baseline involves weekly worship. It involves being in some type of small group, some type of faith community. It's finding some fashion of ministry to be a part of. And it is investing your resources, both financial and human resources, into doing God's work. Our membership vows to uphold Christ Church with our prayers. We ask everyone to pray for this church every day. Our presence, being here, being a part of worship. Our gifts, financial and volunteering. Service, rolling up our sleeves to make the world a better place in the name of Jesus. And our vocal witness that we offer to this great faith of ours. When we disaffiliated, we had the opportunity to create the narrative for Christ Church. We asked ourselves, what kind of church do we want to be? What is our message? We came up with seven core values, and I would like to just have you read these with me. This is who we are as the new Christ Church. Read them with me. We will effectively connect people with Jesus Christ. We will stand unwavering in biblical truth. We will maintain a winsome spirit of Christ-like love. We will embrace the power of the Holy Spirit. We will be committed to authentic Christian community. We will celebrate a ministry of remembering. And we will move into the future with joyful optimism. Let's celebrate a little bit of what God did here in 2022. Take a look.
Reverend Mike and Reverend Carmen here, updating you on mission and ministry in 2022 at Christ Church.
Christ Church supports missions around the corner and around the world. In 2023, we'll donate right at $92,000 to continue to connect people to Jesus. One of the ministries that we partner with around the corner is R3 Development in East St. Louis. They recruit, train, and employ East St. Louis youth in the construction trade by teaching them job readiness skills, a biblical worldview, and work ethic. They also teach positive strategies for career advancement. We partner with First Priority. They provide campus ministry at Metro East schools for the middle and high school students by equipping students to share the gospel among their peers. We also partner with Fellowship of Christian Athletes. The FCA's mission is to lead every coach and athlete into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. Christ Church also partners with ministries around the world. Christ Philippines Mission provides feeding programs and sponsors children's education in the Philippines. We also partner with Right Turn Ministries and Feed My Sheep Ministries to provide free medical clinics, children's education, spiritual development, and feeding programs. In addition to these ministries, in 2022, through your giving to the Missionary Fund, we reached out around the corner to our community and donated more than $9,000 to feeding programs such as Social Kitchen, Swansea Government Center, Kids for Christ, and two area schools.
Church Online is a big part of the now and the future. In 2022, we comprised a Church Online team of five people to grow and watch over the ministry. Every week, we connect over 1,600 people through Church Online worship. Through Church Online in 2022, we had people worship with us in 47 of the 50 states in America and 46 different countries. Boxcast, through which we send Church Online worship to several online platforms, had over 23,000 views. That's up 35% from 2021. We have enhanced our reach on Instagram, reaching about 10,000 accounts. But what about discipleship? but walk through the word increased to 2,200 total followers. That's 2,200 people getting the word about every single day. Women's ministry flourished with 80 women in a weekly Bible study. We had over 150 people get involved with new connect groups around the church in 2022. What about events at Christ Church? We had over 200 men attend the Gathering of Men's Barbecue in the fall, where they had fun and were challenged in their faith. We had a couple of the largest evangelistic children's events in our history, an Easter egg hunt and a trunk or treat that both saw over 2,000 people. For the first time ever, Christ Church had a night at the ballpark with the Gateway Grizzlies. Over 450 people were in attendance from Christ Church. Our Wonderfully Made ministry continues to thrive and grow while connecting people with special needs with Jesus. Our student ministry continues to turn teenagers into disciples with growing Bible studies, taking 49 people on a mission trip, and hosting our first ever student conference.
It's been a blessing that we've been able to connect people in mission and ministry, Reverend Mike, with Jesus in 2022. We can't wait to see what God's going to do in 2023.
This is the Sunday each year where we re-up our membership. I'd like to ask all of the official members of Christ Church to please stand for a reaffirmation of our membership vows. Would you stand, all of our official members? Do you profess Jesus Christ as your Savior and reaffirm your baptism? If so, say, I do. Do you embrace Christ Church mission of connecting people with Jesus Christ? If so, say, I do. Do you accept our membership standard of worship plus two and a tithe? If so, say, I do. Do you agree to uphold Christ Church with your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness? If so, say, I will. Now I'd like to have everybody else stand up and join them standing. Let me tell you how we're going to end this service today. First of all, if you would like to make a reaffirmation of your faith, and we're going to invite all of our members to do that, there are fonts with baskets at the corners of the balcony and all up in the front. The baskets contain clear stones. What we're asking you to do as a sign of re-upping your membership for the year is take a stone out of the basket, put your hand in the water to remember your baptism, and leave the stone in the water. Leave the stone in the water. Then what we're going to do is we're going to dry all those stones. We're going to put them in a great big glass jar, and it's going to sit right here all year. And those of you that worship online, send us your stones. Mail them to us, and we're going to put those in that jar as well. They're going to sit here all year, and every Sunday that you're here, you will be reminded of the vow that you made on this day. For those of you who are not official members, and maybe God has just pinged you to do that, we're going to invite you to come and remember your baptisms. And then immediately after I conclude this service, or Ryan concludes this service today, Reverend Carmen is going to be up front. And if you would like to formally join the church, you can do that at that time. So that is how we're going to end this thing. Would you bow with me in prayer? Great and mighty God, we thank you for the gift of Christ Church. We thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit that has been with us all along, but seems particularly intense right now. We thank you, dear God, for all you've done, all you're doing, and all you're getting ready to do, not only in this congregation, but in our lives. And now we pray your blessing upon this gift of water as we remember our baptisms. We pray, dear God, that it would be symbolic of the blood of Jesus that washes away our sin and clothes us in righteousness and enables us to become the people and the church you created us to be. Dear God, we can't wait to see what incredible things you're going to do in this church through people like us. We pray it in Jesus' strong name. Amen. As you feel led, get a stone. Remember your baptism. Leave the stone. Those of you that would like to join the church as soon as we conclude, come up here with Reverend Carmen. Let this be a day where we say yes to Jesus.